Hello, everyone. How are you all doing? I hope you are doing well by God's grace. We are also doing well. My name is Candace. This is Hour of Healing. I'm going to be your host as usual. It's been a while, but I'm back. So I hope you missed my rusty voice. But I'm here with Dr. Joe. Dr. Joe, welcome. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Dr. Candace.
Yes, we are excited for this week's episode because it's about a topic that we've been kind of, you know, teasing you guys about it in the past couple of episodes that we've had, which is the dynamics of wealth, right?
Yes.
So buckle up. I'm excited and I hope you're excited because under this, we have so many series that we're going to talk about in the next, you know, probably 3 to 4 weeks coming up. So we hope you are ready to be blown away, to be blessed, and also for the doors of wealth to open to you, right?
Yes.
Dr. Joe, dynamics of wealth is here. We've been hearing about it in the past episodes. You know, every little thing we say is like, oh, dynamics of wealth. You're like, what is that, right? So here we are. So can you share light on this dynamics of wealth? Can you give us like a brief of what inspired you to this topic, right? And why is something that we can tell is, you know, dear to you or maybe valuable you found in your research and your preparation. So we want to hear and we want to be in that same place with you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Sister Candace, for hosting us today. And dear audience, welcome once again to Hour of Healing. We thank God that you are here. And yes, this is the topic that we've been talking about since episode 1 of season 3 that we will be getting to this. I know we've treated a few topics. Leakages was one of the big series. What are you becoming or who is sending for you was also another big series. And then our third or fourth big series for the year, the dynamics of wealth is here. I wish we were all in person so we could say yay, a big yay. But yes, Sister Candace, this topic is very dear to me because you find that sometimes our lack of understanding about certain principles in life makes us think that one, either God made us to be a certain way when he did not, or we blame God for not being fair to us in certain situations, which we all know that he is a very just God. And so what inspired this topic? You know, about a year ago or so, I was reading an article that I found online, which was written by a couple. And basically, this couple were what we will call a middle-class couple. They had their house. They were living a fairly comfortable life. And for most of us who lives in houses or who have lived in houses, you have all your amenities in your house. I mean, your laundry, your stove and all those things. And in most cases, a lot of people who own a house, depending on which area you live, you will have a car too. So it turned out that this couple needed to undergo a remodeling of their home. And so they rented an apartment because it was going to be a massive project that will last about 3 to 6 months. So they move into the apartment. And then after about 3 months, they started taking inventory of how much they were spending. And in this article, they actually itemized the things that they were doing when they were in their house, the bills they were paying, and the bills that they are paying in the apartment. And it turned out that they were spending more money in the apartment than in the house, which had obviously more space, more privacy, more room. And some of the things that they listed, which really stood out to me, was one, they talked about doing laundry. That the story goes that the husband had refilled a rechargeable laundromat card when they had moved into the apartment with about $200 or so, thinking that will last them for the entire 6 months that they were there, because I think it was just the two of them. But in less than 3 months, the $200 laundry card ran out of money. And so they started thinking about how much it was costing. And for those of you who have used a public laundromat before, you know that it's charged per load sizes. And so if you should wash your comforter, it costs a specific amount. And then if you should wash your daily clothes, and if you are one who separates your whites from your colored clothes, that is extra money. And then the dryers also cost money, and you can only put so much in the dryer, and it's timed. You can see that I've been there, right? And so they started realizing that they were spending more money on laundry than they were paying in bills. They also realized that for the 3 months, their utility bills were high. Wow. And then the other thing they talked about was time. And they used the bus system. And for those of us who live in areas where there is a good bus route, you can take the bus everywhere. And it only costs a few dollars here and there to be able to go. But what we don't realize is that for you to be able to go, let's say, 10 miles on the bus route, you are looking at probably sitting in a bus for 45 minutes to an hour. I remember when I was in college, whenever I would take the bus to school, it was an hour and 20 minutes on the bus. And that is if I take the fast route or the express route. Mm-hmm. Or if I took the train, I had to take two trains, and it was about 45 minutes. Meanwhile, when I got a car and I started driving to school, it took me 15 minutes. 20 minutes later, I've already parked and I'm probably in class. And so you find that you are saving about an hour just by being able to drive. And so when I read this article and knowing the experiences that I had had in my life, I started thinking to myself, and I said to myself that from this viewpoint, poverty can serve as a cycle that keeps people in a loop financially. Mm-hmm. And the saddest part is you will realize that even the food you eat in a poor neighborhood puts your health more at risk. And so you spend more money on your health than the person living a healthy life. Mm-hmm. And so I started thinking about all these things. And as I do with most of the things that juggle my brain, I started referencing or looking up sermons on wealth and poverty, reading the Bible to get some answers here and there, and obviously reading godly or biblically inspired books. And so that really, Sister Candace, is what led to the foundation of the Dynamics of Wealth. And so I truly, truly believe that our audience will be blessed by this. I know you said something which I think is very prophetic, that the doors of wealth will be open. Yes, this is not church, but this is hour of healing. We are here, and those doors will open for us. And yes, the Bible says precept upon precept, line upon line, a little here, a little there, and then we become. And I truly believe that this is one of those topics that upon the precepts that we'll be looking at, Sister Candace, our audience and ourselves will be walking in certain dimensions of wealth by the time we done.
Wow. That's very interesting and very profound article that you read there. And, you know, of course, it brought out this topic, but it's interesting to think of how, you know, living in the poor can keep you in the poor. Right?
Correct.
But it makes me wonder if my life is set in a motion or in a cycle of, you know, poor, or if my choices are just leading me, taking the bus. That's a, you know, you taking the choice to take the bus because you're not walking. It's mm-hmm. a choice you took. I want to take the bus. So these kind of choices, it's like just keep cycling you back to the same. It's like you're not moving forward, right?
Correct.
I can't help but wonder, like, is it, how do you even break out of such a cycle if every choice you make in that space leads you back to where you started from, right?
Yes.
So, you know, yeah.
Yeah, and that's actually a very powerful question. And that is one of the main reasons why I said that this topic would be very, very profound for us, Sister Candace, because under this topic, we'll be looking at a series of things as the weeks progress. We'll be looking at the foundation for Dynamics of Wealth, which I call a wealthy place. Okay. And in a wealthy place, we'll be talking about, or we'll be trying to address certain dynamics about wealth and poverty. and why or how we are able to transition. It will interest you to know that whether you are in wealth or you are in poverty, you don't stay in one spot forever. And when I define our topic, dynamics of wealth, for our audience later, I will explain a bit more. So there are certain things that we can do that will bring us into being able to break this cycle, cycles that has plagued many of us for such a long time in our lives.
Yeah. Well, so that's good news to hear because, you know, you would think, okay, I mean, I was born poor. I grew up poor. I'm an adult and I'm in poverty and I'm going to stay poor till I die. Mm. You know, that's literally somebody's mindset listening to us right now. And they don't see any out, you know. So it's good to know that there's an out, there's an exit. And it's also interesting to think of being able, like, you don't stay in one space forever. So
no.
We can't wait for the first foundation of dynamics of wealth. But before we get into that, hopefully we'll have time today to get into it. If not, maybe next week we'll hit on it.
Sure.
But can you define what dynamics of wealth is?
Yes, I will define dynamics of wealth. But before I even do that, I want to define a few principles that we know, because whenever anyone hears wealth, one of the first things that comes to mind is money. Right. And so I want to define a few things, some terminologies for us. So what does being rich mean? Okay. We say people are rich. I was born into wealth. I am rich. What does it really mean? Being rich can simply refer to having the potential for a high income or a lot of money, which gives you the ability to be able to exchange for the things you need. That is simply being rich, right? Mm-hmm. And then what is wealth? In our day, in our world, whenever we talk about wealth, we're talking about typically having the financial stability and the ability to maintain a desired lifestyle. That really is what wealth comes about. But there is also a very important component of wealth that most of the time we skip, and that is wealth is, yes, the financial stability and the ability to maintain its desired lifestyle without solely relying on income. That really is what wealth is.
Without.
Yes, without solely relying on income. And so in business, they talk about net worth, right? They talk about assets and things of that nature. Because if you define wealth only by the financial stability and the ability to maintain a lifestyle, you will find soon enough that if what you are using to maintain that lifestyle is solely your income, the economy of whatever country you are in would dictate that you may not be wealthy because inflation happens. And so if your wealth is only based on your income, and inflation happened and you haven't gotten a pay raise, the same things you are affording now, trying to afford them will lead you broke.
Right.
And so that does not mean you are wealthy. You are rich because you are able to afford what you need. You have enough income to exchange for what you need, but it doesn't afford you the option and the freedom of lifestyle. And that really is what the biggest difference between wealth and riches, that wealth gives you that freedom of time and lifestyle. Riches does not necessarily give you that, because in riches, you are working for your income. So you still don't have control over your time necessarily. So how would we define dynamics of wealth, right? Dynamics of wealth to me simply means that all forms of wealth have the potential, which means it has process and energy, ability to change the life of its possessor. And so if you possess one dimension of wealth, it does not necessarily mean that it will change every other dimension of wealth in your life. But for that sole type or module of wealth, it offers you the potential to be able to change. And Sister Candace, I find this to be very powerful, you know, because it tells us that no matter where you are in life, if you will engage the principles that by the mercies of God we'll be able to share through this series and to lay hold on this wealth, it has the potential, the ability to change your life.
And it's making me think, can someone, is there a person who has been able to attain or grasp any one of these things but has not changed? It has the potential, but is there someone who it has not changed their life? I want to know, if is there a key? Is there something, or is just an automatic thing?
That's a very, very interesting question, because it will be very difficult, Sister Candace, for you to walk in wealth, true wealth of any type, and not be changed. When we talk about some of the subtopics, I think I talked about a subtopic like a wealthy place. So again, this, you will find that we all, as human beings, have some area of poverty. And okay, the reason why we all strive to do or to be more than we are in our current states is for this change to happen. So to answer your question, I think it will be very, very difficult to find anyone who truly has possessed or laid hands on these keys of wealth and remained the same. The change might not be very drastic, but I truly, truly believe that no matter who you are or what you are, there will be a change, whether for the good or for the bad.
Right. I was just about to ask that, because I'm thinking, like, what kind of change are we talking about here? Is it character change? Is it, like, what happens to a person in this transformation of wealth, caused by wealth, I should say?
We'll be talking about that when we talk about the types of wealth.
Okay, so dynamics of wealth. You know, we've heard about what it means to have money, what it means to live in a space where you can say things are possible, right? Things that you want to, places or things that you want to get in life are attainable because of wealth. Also, change can also occur in the person who has attained that wealth. So I want us to go into the various aspects of this dynamics of wealth, because it's dynamical, right? It's dynamics. So that means it's
aspects. And dynamics means change, right?
Right.
And truly, that's why I titled this topic The Dynamics of Wealth, that if you truly walk in wealth, it will change you. It will change you. So dynamics really means change. But since today is our foundation, I want to kind of give an overview, you can say a series overview to our audience, right? And then depending on how much time we have today, after we go through all this overview, we'll be able to see where we pick up from there. And so I mentioned this already. One of the foundational things we'll be talking about, Sister Candace, is a wealthy place. And under this topic, we'll be correcting some of the misconceptions and some of the erroneous thinking that we have about wealth. We'll be looking at the various things, what it means to be rich, what it means to be poor, whether it is the will of God for people to be poor or to be rich. We'll be looking at all those things under that subheading, a wealthy place. After that, we'll be looking at the modules of wealth, that there are certain ways that we can acquire wealth. So we will look at the modules of wealth. And then, of course, we will also talk about the types of wealth. I said in the beginning that wealth is not all about money. And so under the types of wealth, we will be looking at the various types of wealth. I think I have about 7 listed here. And under each type, we will be looking at the fruit or what it means to possess that level of wealth. And so when we talk about something like spiritual wealth, we're talking about eternal rest, eternal life. And that is why we talked about the pathway to rest a few weeks ago. We would talk about social wealth, which will talk about relationships, marriage, character, and things of that nature. And then we will talk about true riches as a separate topic. true riches. There is such a thing as true riches. And when we talk about true riches, I will help show our audience from a biblical standpoint that money is not the end all be all that we think it is. That whoever possesses this true riches actually possesses something more valuable than money. You don't want to miss that, right?
Hey.
And then we will also look at the purpose of wealth. Why does God allow us to be rich? Is there a reason why God makes us rich? And then I think we'll be looking in the latter weeks, maybe week 4 or week 5, we'll be looking at the principles and the laws that govern wealth and how we get wealthy. Yes, we will be talking about that. How do we get wealthy? And so just hearing the overview alone, Sister Candice, you see why I say that this topic is so, it's loaded, it's important, and I think it will certainly transform our lives for the better, absolutely.
Wow, wow. I can't wait. I wish we could just jump to some of the topics right now. So with the first one, the a wealthy place, you mentioned something about mindset, right? And it's making me think that our perspective to, you know, rich or poor, your perspective also helps you move in an area of wealth or in an area of poverty, right? And so it's interesting because I guess whatever we're going to be talking about is something that's like a mind changing.
Absolutely.
Because if our mindset is not there yet, and you know, I think there are people, and I don't even want to say there are poor people. There are just people in general, rich, poor, wealthy or not, who have this mindset about wealth.
Yes.
You know, this negative mindset about wealth.
Yes.
So the one who is wealthy or rich, that wealth is not serving them the way that it's supposed to serve them.
Mm.
And the one who is poor in the space of poverty, that mindset is not helping them break out. Mm. So I really can't wait for this, the foundational aspects of the dynamics of wealth.
Absolutely.
Because I think it's really going to help set up the, you know, set our mindset straight to the rest of the topics that is ahead.
Yeah. And it's actually interesting you bring that up, you know, because I think we may not have time to go into a wealthy place, which will be the first subheading that we would be talking about. But I want to kind of bring up a few things here. That when we talk about the dynamics of wealth, there are channels that wealth takes or goes through. And there are things that Sister Candice can guarantee profit and wealth. God-given ability being one of them. When we talk about how to be wealthy, I will, by the mercies of God, be showing our audience that your assignment in life, God-given assignment in life, is directly tied to your ability to be wealthy. And so if you don't walk in obedience to that, or if you are not doing what your assignment is, you may get some level of wealth, but it may not be genuine. Your assignment in life is so tied to your ability to guarantee wealth and profit. And then the other channel that we talks about when it comes to the church is supernatural channels that the anointing of God brings with it the ability to get wealth. And so in Deuteronomy, he talks about not forgetting the Lord your God, because it is he who gives you the ability to make wealth. What ability did he give them? He gives anointing, graces to be able to make wealth. And these are all things that we'll be diving into, God willing, I believe, next week. Sister Candice, it's very important, as you highlighted, because for change to happen, there are certain things that need to happen in the life of the person who needs that change. One is dissatisfaction. I think we talked about it already, that if you settle, if you are satisfied with life or with where you are in life, it's very difficult for you to pursue change. And so for change to happen, there has to be a dissatisfaction. There also has to be a change in your belief system. Like you rightly said, there are people who have a negative ideology about wealth. And if you have a negative ideology about wealth, unfortunately, even if wealth comes to you, you will probably mishandle it or you will reject it. And so our belief system has to change. And that's why we will be taking our time to go through these and not to rush them. And with the changing of our belief system is also the opportunity for us to take action to bring about the change that we need. And these three things, I want our audience to keep in their minds as we dive into the details of the dynamics of wealth next week, that there has to be a dissatisfaction. You have to be tired and sick and tired of your current state in order for you to want to change. And then you must change your belief system. How do you change your belief system? By being exposed to new information, levels of knowledge, right? Knowledge brings about conviction, and conviction is what brings about belief. And so that will be very important for our audience to keep in mind as well. And then finally, action. And Sir Candace, I said this so that I will tie it into our discussion we had last week, which is the pathway to rest. And that is why I said that that will lead us into the dynamics of wealth, because there were certain principles that we looked at in our pursuit of this rest that we have to be willing to listen, right? We must have the ability to see. We must seek understanding and believe that with our heart we understand, and it's our understanding that brings about our belief. These are all things we talked about. And I want our audience to understand that these things have been engineered by God to help bring us into a place where I believe that our lives will be transformed for the better. So I am very, very excited. I can't wait to get started next week on this topic when we start our conversation on a wealthy place.
Wow. These are some profound stuff that you've laid out. And honestly, listening to, I mean, in my head, I'm like, there are some people here, like, I'm just fine with my poverty. I'm just fine with where I am, you know, because we think here we are talking about perspective has to change. There has to be a discomfort and all these stuff. And, you know, being real, there are people who are comfortable with where they are. Right. So to ask for such a person to get into yourself into a place of discomfort might be like a force. Right. So. All I'm trying to say is at the end of the day, it boils down to you. When knowledge is given, you take it. And Dr. Joe rightfully said, you know, be willing to listen, be willing to, you know, make a move and all these stuff. So whatever we share at the end of the day, God will do the rest, but you have to make a move, right?
Yes, take action.
Yes, take action. But I don't know. I'm trying to think, can we say wealth is a gift? Can we say it's a gift or...
So wealth is not necessarily a gift, but all dimensions of wealth are received.
Okay.
I say that just kind of as a teaser, because we'll be diving into that. That's one of the first things we'll be clarifying under the subheading A Wealthy Place. But you will find that all forms of wealth are received. Okay. And so does that make all of them a gift? Not necessarily, because some of them are transactional, right? Okay. And so we will talk a bit more about that, but the short answer is that wealth is not all a gift. Yes, there are certain dimensions of wealth that are purely supernaturally given, that is purely inherited or something like that, but not all wealth is a gift, but all wealth is received.
Okay, that's fair, because, you know, I'm here thinking I wasn't gifted. But, you know, it's good we are talking about this, because, like I just said, I'm not gifted with wealth, right? But then we'll come to find out different aspects of wealth, right?
Absolutely.
And so to the one just looking at monetary aspect, to the one just looking at relational aspect, just you will come to realize that in, you know, one way or the other, and, you know, we all have some aspects of wealth that we will, you know. So come, you know, don't just think this is not about me, you know, or they're just talking to the rich, or they're just talking to someone who's really, really, really poor. No, it's various aspects of wealth. Absolutely. So come and hear and learn and know where, you know, you can also tap into where you lack, that you may need to tap into other aspects. Yeah, so we're going to end today's episode here because, you know, this was just an overview, just an introduction to the big topic, dynamics of wealth, you know. It's here. We've, you know, talked about it. We hope you have a clear understanding of where we're going to go. And so be ready, be prepared, let your spirit connect with ours, and we know we'll be blessed. Don't forget to follow us on all the social media handles, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram, Hour of Healing. Your life will never be the same. This is Hour of Healing. My name is Candace. I'm going to hand it to Dr. Joe as he closes us for today.
Thank you so much, Sister Candace. And dear audience, by means of summary, I mean, this was just the introduction, the overview of the dynamics of wealth. I hope that you will join us next week when we dive into a wealthy place where we talk about poverty, the relationship between the rich and the poor. That's being rich or being poor. Gives you any advantage in life. These are all things we'll be looking at under a wealthy place, and you don't want to miss it. I really believe that we will be blessed. And so, Sister Candace, I am excited to start diving into this topic and for us to start obtaining certain graces that will open the wealth door for all of us. So thank you so much for hosting us. We will see you all same time next week as we bring you the foundational topic, a wealthy place. God bless you. Bye-bye.